Hi everyone, it's Joey. I am back. It's been a while since I actually recorded a podcast, but I'd like to start that again because it was a lot of fun. I only did two, but I've been working on other stuff, so I haven't been really focusing on my own podcast, which is a shame because I was ready to jump into this. Anyway, that's not the point. We're not rehashing what I could have did better. We're gonna move forward. So with this particular episode, and I just uploaded a version of this to YouTube, but it was so much fun. I want to give it a second go. I want to give it a round two because I thought it was hilarious, and I think it'll work great in podcast form. I don't know if it'll sound as good, but I definitely want to try it out again and see if I could work on my diction a little bit and the way I present. This dialogue, if you can call it that, it's pretty hilarious. So what I'm going to be doing is doing sort of a dramatic reading of this script I found, and this script is for a Batman movie, the first page of a Batman movie that was created basically by a bot that got fed a bunch of Batman scripts and came up with this, basically just, in some ways, really apropos and really gets to the core of Batman. And a lot of other ways, it's just nonsense. But it's hilarious, and I kind of want to read more. And it's just fun to read and fun to do the voices. So I'm going to be doing a reading of that podcast, originally posted by Keaton Patty on Twitter. So check him out. Really funny. I hope he posts more from this. I don't know how much effort goes into making one of these things, but it's hilarious. So without any further ado, we're gonna get into this Batman movie created by a bot called Batman. Batman. Traditional Batcave. Batman stands next to his Batmobile and uses his Batcomputer. He's sometimes Bruce Wayne, sometimes Batman. All times orphan. This is now a safe city. I have punched the Penguin into prison. Alfred, Batman's loyal butler, carries a tray of goth ham. Eat a dinner, Mattress Wayne. An explosion explodes. The Joker and Two-Face enter the cave. Joker is a clown, but insane. Two-Face is a man, but attorney.
No! It's Two-Face and One-Face. They hate me for being a bat.
Batman throws Alfred at Two-Face. Two-Face flips Alfred like a coin. Alfred lands heads up, which means Two-Face goes home.
It is just you and I, the Joker. Bat versus clown. Moral enemies.
I'm such a freak. Society is bad. You drink water. I drink anarchy. I
I drink bats, just like a bat would.
Batman looks around for his parents, but they are still dead. This makes him have anger. He fires a bat rocket. The Joker deflects it with his sick sense of humor, a clownly power.
I have never followed a rule, and that is my rule. Do you follow? I don't.
Alfred, give birth to Robin.
Alfred begins the process since it is his job. The Joker now has a present in his hand. He juggles it over to Batman.
Happy Bat Day, Birthman.
Batman opens the present since he's a good guy. It contains a coupon for new parents, but is expired. This is a Joker joke. was short and sweet, but so much fun, so ridiculous. Please check out the person who originally, you know, created and posted this script, Keaton Patti on Twitter. That is KeatonPatti on Twitter. Go give him a shout out or a follow or a retweet or a like, because it is, this little script is just, I think it's hysterical, and it kind of, it's hilarious because it does definitely hits on a lot of Batman in such a short amount of time. You got a lot of backstory and a lot of tension in you know, a 2-minute read. So it's just so perfect. And I'm probably going to do a couple other readings of this. And I hope Mark Hamill and Kevin Conroy take a swat at this, because, you know, they are Batman and the Joker. In my eyes, they are the definitive Batman and Joker. But I hope that you found that funny. I know this is short, sweet, not really a full-length podcast. This is more like a pod note, if you will, a pod voice clip. But hopefully I could be doing more. A lot of the times I'm just sitting here wondering what to do when I could just be talking into a microphone about anything at all. So maybe we will continue this in the future with other ideas. If you want to follow me online and shoot some ideas for future podcasts or things you'd like to see discussed, feel free. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Joey Pedras, JoeyPedras. Those are the best places to reach me to have a discussion or talk about anything at all. So thank you guys for listening, those who have, and I shall talk to you very soon. Bye.